Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumbak Tailash. The headlines. 2-year-old loses life in inferno. Loans to 431 first-year CBU students. In international headlines, shock in Cameroon, a 74-year-old opposition firebrand dies. And in sports, Andre Onana and Abubakar dropped from AFCON squad. And now the news in detail. The Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board has approved an additional 431 student loans for first-year students at the Copperbelt University CBU for the 2025 to 2026 academic year. The new awards follow the receipt of 5,143 appeals from students who are not selected during the initial loan allocation conducted in October. Higher Education Loans and Scholarship Board Manager of Corporate Affairs, Chiselo Akawanda, says according to the institute, 3,373 of the appeals were from applicants in science-based programs representing 66%, while 1,768 appeals representing 34% came from students in arts-based programs. He says this year the board received a total of 11,329 applications from prospective CBU students during the first round of awards. 4,683 students were granted loans. The latest additions bring the total number of beneficiaries for the 2025 to 2026 academic year to 5,114. The Lusaka City Council LCC has recorded a devastating fire incident in Zingalume area of George Compound, resulting in the unfortunate death of a 2-year-old female child identified as Adasa Kawe. Lusaka City Council LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the details of the incident are that the infant had been left sleeping on a sofa by her parents Moses Kawe and Mary Nkamba when the fire occurred at plot number 69 Twilkatane Road in George Compound. Ms. Mwamba says the incident took place at approximately 1640 hours yesterday. Upon receiving the distress call at 1741, the Lusaka City Council Emergency Response Team arrived at the scene at 1755, only to find that the fire had already been extinguished by vigilant neighbors using buckets of water. He says the fire resulted in partial damage to household belongings and the structure of the building. She further says, regrettably, due to hostility from residents, the Lusaka City Council Fire Brigade crew was forced to leave the scene before determining the cause of the fire, and this has hindered further assessment and investigation into the incident.
The details of the incident are that the infant had been left sleeping on a sofa by her parents, Moses Kabwe and Mary Nkamba, when the fire occurred at plot number 60/9 Twikatane Road, George Compound. The incident took place at approximately 1640 hours yesterday. Upon receiving the distress call at 1740, the Lusaka City Council Emergency Response Team arrived at the scene at 1755, only to find that the fire had already been extinguished by vigilant neighbors using buckets of water. The fire resulted in partial damage to household belongings and the structure of the building. The council urges the public to cooperate fully with emergency responders during such incidents.
Justice Watch Zambia has called on the government to move forward with Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, describing it as a progressive piece of legislation with the potential to advance democratic governance and strengthen accountability in the country. JWZ President Cornel Zimba says the organization has expressed concern over opposition to the bill, saying critics were either politicizing the process or not fully committed to Zambia's long-term development. Minister Zimba has argued that the bill addresses several weaknesses in the current constitution and could help build what it described as a more inclusive and equitable society. According to the organization, one of the key reforms under Bill 7 is the introduction of constituency delimitation. JWZ notes that some constituencies are currently too large, resulting in imbalanced representation and uneven development. Democratic Union President Akim Anthony Njovu has pledged to demolish unplanned settlements, including Lusaka's Chiwolia compound, should he be elected into office. Njovu says the move is aimed at ensuring all citizens have access to properly planned neighborhoods with essential services. He argues that it is unjust for some Zambians to live without basic amenities, while others enjoy well-developed communities. Chiwolia, one of Lusaka's most densely populated informal settlements, has long struggled with poor sanitation, inadequate water supply, and limited access to healthcare and other public services. Njovu says his party's plan focuses on transforming informal settlements into safe, well-structured communities while prioritizing residents' needs and involving them in decision-making processes.
Then other compounds also, we need to make sure that we create nice roads in there. I always feel for the women to say, if you are pregnant and at night you are ukamimba, uzachita banjing at moto kasifika. Those are problems that we need to sort out. We need to start thinking like the era of AI children. We need to advance. We need to make our lives easy. We need to make the lives of our parents easy. We need to make lives in the communities easy. So this is what we need to address as citizens. So this is what we intend to do as Democratic Union and help out the country in such a way. So there are a lot of lessons that we've learned from the past leaders, others who did right, others who did wrong. But also we could also learn from the Chilula era that you can also be misled by the international community.
Build It International Zambia, in collaboration with the Government of Ireland International Development Programme, has today held a graduation ceremony in Lusaka and has also launched the Building It With Heart campaign. Speaking at the graduation ceremony, Build It International Zambia Chief Executive Officer Tam Kazunga has congratulated the graduates on the remarkable achievement of completing their studies and learning new skills for wealth creation. Mr. Kazunga says the Build It With Her campaign looks to empower women in the construction industry, which only has about 4% of women participating in the industry. He has urged the graduates to work together and support each other as they venture into the construction industry. He has further appealed to construction company owners to extend and offer a helping hand to the graduates through the Create Job Opportunities and an enabling environment for women to thrive in the construction industry. Meanwhile, a beneficiary of the Build With Her campaign and a bricklayer who was trained by Build It International Zambia, Jemima Sambo, says working in the construction industry has empowered her to earn a living and has thanked the Build It International Zambia for empowering her with skills she has acquired from them. Our government has taken a historic step towards securing free education as a legal right, with the Ministry of Education initiating amendments to the Education Act of 2011. Minister of Education Douglas Yakalima has announced that the proposed amendments have already been submitted to the Ministry of Justice for fine-tuning. Once enacted, the law will guarantee free education for children from early childhood education to secondary school. Mr. Yakalima says the country has seen the massive benefits that the introduction of the free education has brought to the country and wants to ensure that the policy is backed by law. The minister stressed that the surge in school enrollments demonstrates the strong demand for education previously hindered by school fees. He further expressed satisfaction with the establishment of the Education Association for Quality Assurance in Zambia, which will play a key role in monitoring and enhancing the quality of education nationwide. And just now we take a break. Just stay tuned.
Go digital with PSPS. Access accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app, NUSSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere.